J.B.M. We're live and direct. And I'm saying, welcome to JBM Podcast, the second podcast of 2020. The vision is clear. Shit. I want you guys to hear this for a second.
Exactly.
Oh, damn. Tax return is coming. Oh, yeah. Check, 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 check. JBM, 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 JBM. So, I just want to say, welcome to JBM Podcast, the best blood clot podcast in the whole blood clot island, United States of America. No coronavirus, you don't know. Anyways, I want to say thank you guys for subscribing. We are skyrocketing our podcast. I feel bad that I haven't had an episode since January. Well, late January, because I just kind of wanted to weed out the folks who are like have all these crazy goals and go to the gym for like 2 weeks and so forth. But now we are here and we're back and we're live and we're ready to start the year. And we're like, okay, you guys get what I'm talking about? Did you do what you're supposed to do? Now, tonight, we're going to have a very special podcast. All right? It's going to be mixed feelings. The mixed feelings that you have with people. The mixed feelings that you have with situations. The mixed feelings that you have at work. The mixed feelings that you have listening to something, seeing something, doing something, trying something. Just the mixed feelings, you know? And the people who are behind the mixed feelings that make you feel mixed are also a target in this podcast. This podcast, we're going to sort out. We're going to weed out. These are the weeder classes. These are the prerequisites for your master's degree. You know? Your final two classes are easy. But the first four of them are probably the hardest shit you ever dealt with in your whole life. It asks you. It says, hey, am I really going to do this shit? Am I really going to be a lawyer? Am I really going to be a judge? Am I really going to be with this girl? Am I really going to fucking take my car over here? Am I really going to purchase that? Am I really going to spend this money? Well, this is what it is. It's a weeder class. Now, there are certain things that we got to figure out. Are we being accountable for the shit that we do? Shit that we say? Are we? Probably not. You know why? Because we don't. As human beings, we defend our six. And we learn to survive like animals. We're animals, technically. You know what I mean? But accountability is like one of the best things that you could learn. And we can learn. But that's something you gotta learn. The thing is, you're arrogant if you haven't learned it yet. Once you learn accountability, everything falls in place. Now, you're more mindful of others and how you treat others and how you react to others and how you may come off to others. Accountability. Before you do something, you think about accountability like, hey, if I do this, I'm gonna be shitty, da 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 da. Everything lines up. Now you got all the information laid out in front of you. Do I want to be accountable for this? Would be the questions before you even react. You're still sitting in your seat, but you created a map mentally before you do or say something to someone else. So we're here live and direct, non-edited podcast. We have hats coming out, shirts coming out, thongs coming out, bikini coming out, towels coming out. Yo, we have condoms that we want to come out, but I'm not sure if they should come out. Get it? Come out. Anyways, I'm here with my boy, the real man, the world boss, the sophisticated large arm. What's this guy's name? Let this guy introduce himself.
I don't have a name, but I'm just a guy just like everybody else, living their life, being humble, being grateful. First off, everybody listening to this podcast right now, God bless every single one of you who took your time out of your busy week, your busy work day, your busy life to listen to the JBM podcast. Big shout out to everybody who chose to take the time to listen to this. First off, let's get into the year with a lot of momentum. We have to bring the pain, guys. We have to bring the energy. We have to reap what you want. If you haven't set your goals this year, I'm not going to lie, you fucked up. Sit the fuck down and get ready to set some fucking goals right now.
100%. Agreed. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. All right, guys, we're going to talk about a lot of different stuff tonight. As you know, the owner of the podcast, Ricky, was saying, we'll talk about people who gave you mixed feelings, mixed reviews, mixed signals, as you call it. You know, the people you
the wrong flag.
Yeah, you know, the people you work with, the people you deal with, sometimes more than even your own family. You know, you're at work 8 hours a day plus 20, you know, for the whole work week, over 40 plus hours. You live at work. You honestly almost just behind sleep is your honestly your work week when you really think about it. Yes, sir.
Think about what he just said. You live at work, all right? Most of us are fortunate. I would say fortunate because we're working for money. We're working for things that we need. But we're fortunate to be working 5 days a week, possibly 8 hours or longer, you know, a day. Yes, we have 24 hours in a day, but you got to factor in a lot of other shit, like chores, sleeping, you know? How the fuck you get off work, you get off all that stuff, and you feel great when you go home to someone who makes you more miserable, as miserable, miserable in general, than work.
It's all about mentality, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone listening to this chat today, make sure you keep the right mindset, the will to fucking win. I want everyone to hear that. Y'all might not know fully who I am. The owner of this podcast has been very gracious to put me on this podcast again tonight. But for those who know who I am, yes, I am Andy. I'm the guy who normally tries to keep it humble. But I'm going to say this point blank and clear to everybody. You must want to fucking win to reap what you deserve, to reap what you want to benefit from. And you cannot let other people take that will, take that pride, and take that satisfaction away from you. Simple as that. This is not no fun and games. You come in there, you're coming in to win. You're not coming in to just make friends. Yes, you do that part of the process. Say hello to everybody. Pass good vibes. 110%. I try and do that every single day, you know, where I'm at as well. But 1,000%. You're coming to challenge yourself. You're coming to be successful. You're coming to be a progressive human being. And if you're not doing that, I'll be very fucking honest. You gotta fucking look back at the mirror and say, yo, what the fuck am I doing? Seriously. Guys, you gotta ask yourself out there, what goals are you setting? Guys and girls, beautiful women and beautiful men, you know, we're trying to improve ourselves. You have to go back to the drawing board. You have to go back to the fundamentals of what makes us fucking great. I'll be very honest. I don't want to brag. These two motherfuckers here doing this fucking podcast right now, we ask ourselves that every single day. But at the same time, we are beyond gracious and respectful for what the positions we have been put in. We thank our families, we thank our friends, we thank our good Lord, we thank every those who have made it and who have not have been made it. But at the same time, you are going to war for the sheer benefit of yourself. You're not trying to hurt nobody. You're just trying to progress. You're trying to will yourself as a human being. Improve your position. Improve your livelihood. Improve your quality of life. Guys, if we're not doing that, you got to ask yourself, what the fuck are you doing? You say you're trying to improve this year as the best year yet. If you're not setting these short-term or long-term goals, you have to go back to the drawing board. Simple as that. You have to go back to the drawing board. You have to, guys. We have to set short-term, long-term goals. We have to be accountable. Just like how we said when we start this podcast, we have to say, hey, did I make those savings every month that I said I would to pay off that credit card, to pay off that bill, so I could raise my credit score, so I could make a bigger purchase? I could get, well, cars are one thing, but I could get that spot I want so I could have a greater form of independence. I could be closer to my job so I could have a better quality of life, a better commute every morning. You have to ask yourself those questions, people. You have to. And if you're not, let's be honest, you're letting other people outdo you in your own game, in your own forte. Simple as that. Simple as that.
I second that. I third that. I fourth that. I fifth that. I sixth that. I seventh that. I eighth that. I ninth that. I tenth that. And I got more toes to count. You know what I mean? Think about it. We all were born out of a vagina. We all did not know what to do. We got coached by our significant others. We got coached by our people around us. We got coached by our moms or dads. Some of us have tough times. Some of us has normal times. Some of us are fortunate. Some of us are not so fortunate. Some of us grow up rich. Some of us grow up poor. Some of us grow up like everybody else. Some of us grow up in a hood. Some of us grow up in a fucking desert. The others grow up in a fucking Hollywood. Who gives a fuck? Do what it is that you want to do and focus on that. And you will accomplish it. Because you, like everybody else that you see walking around, you can do it.
Yes.
You can do it. You don't look at the guy in the Lambo, be the fucking guy in the Lambo. Don't look at the girl that owns all this shit, be the girl that owns all this shit. Don't look at the great marriage that they have that fucking marriage that they have, and some.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Listen, I do this podcast, my boy does this podcast, but don't fucking forget it. We struggle like every fucking body else. So we're not here preaching shit that we're not practicing.
Absolutely. We practice what we preach, ladies and gentlemen. We want people to know that. The one thing I think the owner of this podcast and myself hate more than anything is hypocrisy. We are preaching and practicing what we're preaching, vice versa, whatever you want to call it. We have been doing it. We've set short-term, long-term, mid-term goals, guys, in what we want to do, not only this year, but previous year. I'll be honest, at the end of last year, I said, I want to change my position. I want to change certain things in my life. I want to change what I'm technically driving as material as that may sound. But it also took a game plan. It took a goal. It took an execution. It took methodology to get to that point. And guys, if you don't create a plan, if you don't create expectations of yourself, you're going to be stuck in one position. Let's be real, guys. We're all better humans than that. We're all way more valuable than that. And if anyone haven't told you this and you've been listening to this podcast, you have to love yourself first before you love anybody else. And you have to remember, you are the creation and the creature that dictates your happiness and self-satisfaction. Nobody else. They can have a bunch of people you meet on the street tell you shit. They can be your coworkers. It can be your other family members you don't like to see in the family reunions. It can be the fucking people you don't want to deal with every day in the board meetings. Guess what? You are the dictation of your happiness and your mindset. You have to conquer that field first if you think you want to win in a battlefield that you could conquer at the end of the day. That's the first and foremost message that we all could tell you guys. You have to know what makes you tick and what's going to keep you ticking. Once you master that, guess what? You'll realize, hey, what am I worried about what he said, what she said, what they said? I make my happiness. I make my progression. I make my sufficiency. And once you realize that, oh my gosh, beyond half of the picture and the equations are already solved. And then some. We'll pretty much tell you like that.
Another thing I want to bring up is just make sure that you understand that not everyone's for you when you're struggling. Not everyone is for you when you're striving and you're trying to do good and you're trying to make yourself better and also other people if you can. Nobody gives a fuck about you, all right? That's just the way it is. When I say that, I don't mean any malicious intent to people who actually care. I'm saying that as a shield because you have to be fucking careful. You know what I mean? You gotta analyze and sieve out the people who are really there for you. Whether it's family, when it's friends, when it's the fucking cat that your blood clot bought. Whoever is there for you, that's who you stand with, right? But you gotta know that because a lot of people are going blind in the fucking dark. Think about it. If I have 100 fucking penises and there's 6,000 blood-cleaved female that needs to be impregnated and I'm the only person that they could get access to and I'm walking around without a fucking condom, we're gonna end it like that. You guys have a good night. J-B-M JBM Podcast, the best blood clot podcast
in this fucking Western Hemisphere, Eastern Hemisphere, in the global world. And if you don't like us, guess what? We don't fucking like you anyway.
J-O-P
Chris, big ship,
big yard, Gaza, we say.
Yo, remember guys, going out there, one motto we believe in. Me go fight for the sweat, so she fire for me, and she drink sweet vibes, so she higher for me.